How you doing, guys? Yeah, I agree. The Nagoya, $21, is probably the best, but me being a walkie-talkie junkie, having over 50 HDs, it get cost prohibitive. So some friends of mine did a lot of antenna testing, and believe it or not, the ABRI 771 is like 97% as good as the Nagoya, and they're like $6. And if you're like me that has like 50 walkie-talkies, and like you said, I have four of the UV5R minis. They're I paid anywhere from like $38 to $42 a pair, about $20 a piece for the radios. And like I said, I found the ABRIs to be nearly as good. I mean, very, 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 very close. And they're like, I think I paid $10 for two of them. I think they're like $5 a piece. So I'm not saying that the Nagoyas are, you know, not worth it. But like I said, when I need to buy 50 of them, it's a little bit cost prohibitive. And Redtel makes a good 771 equivalent. And Redivis makes a good one. Redivis makes a really nice one, the wide frequency band. It's really thick. It's a real thick, heavy antenna. It's about twice as thick as the Nagoya's, but it's got a wide frequency band. Again, under $10 each. But I do have a handful of Nagoyas, don't get me wrong. But after a while, I just kind of gave up and went to the Redtels, Redivis, and the ABRIs. TID radio ones didn't seem to work as good, the off-brand ones, but the ABRIs actually seemed to work really good, really close, 95, 97% as good as the Nagoya.